This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
Welcome, everyone, to this new episode. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Welcome to episode 15. This is our Terminator Genesis from 2015 review. We're finally creeping up to the final end, man. The end, the light at the end of the tunnel. So how you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good. You know, our first series was only 4 movies.
Yeah.
And on top of that, we doubled up 1 week. So it only took like 3 weeks to finish the first series.
Yeah.
This one, it's going to take about 7 weeks because now we're doing it on a normal schedule. So, but it's all good. I like spacing them out. You don't want to get burnt out. You know what I mean? You don't want to watch 5 Terminators in one week or anything like that.
Right.
So I like it. After watching this one, especially, I'm looking forward to getting to the end of this Terminator.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny, like, revisiting these movies because some of them that I thought sucked were actually pretty good. And the ones that I thought that was really good, kind of weak, you know?
Yeah.
And then some that are iconic, I'm like, oh, man, that's the weakest one. So it's kind of funny with this Terminator one. You made me a believer in the last in the 2 episodes back with the John Connor salvation. So far, that's my highest ranking, of course, compared to Terminator 2. But again, like always, guys, before we get anything started in this podcast, please, if you're watching this on YouTube, please share, like, and subscribe if you enjoy the content that you're presented with. And of course, if you guys are listening to the podcast, please leave some feedback down below on the comments. And again, subscribe to Apple Podcasts or any other podcast provider you guys listen to us on, or listen to any other podcast you guys enjoy. But let's get right into this Terminator Genesis 2015. And like always, we always cover box office numbers and Rotten Tomato numbers. So
with that said,
let's start this off. Terminator Genesis 2015, domestic, $89 million. Not strong.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Not good.
That's not strong at all. International, $350 million. That's what it ended up with. Yeah. That's high, dude. Yeah. I'm not making that up. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, it's funny. Like, even when we did the Salvation International was higher than the domestic.
True. So, yeah, they have been going, since Terminator 2, they have been going downward international. I mean, domestic.
Yeah, domestic, yeah.
But it's still, like, that's, like, and that tends to be the case with movies, most movies. Not all, but most series, they kind of go down. But usually not, like, huge, like, under $100 million. For a Terminator movie, and it was the return of Arnold, you know, so people were a little bit excited about that. This was like one of his early movies after he finished his, you know, Governor. I think that was around 2012-ish. So this was like, you know, he'd done a couple movies since then, but but that's huge international. So I guess, you know, they knew something we didn't know, and they're like, you know what, we'll recoup it on the international market.
And the funny thing is, didn't James Cameron, this is the first time he commented, said this is like the best one since part 2 or something. I remember reading the back of the box, it said that. Like, James Cameron gives a stupid blurb.
They might have paid him to say something like that.
Yeah, I mean, most likely.
I know he worked on Dark Fate a little bit as either a producer or something. Yeah. So I know he was somewhat involved. But with this one, I don't know, maybe they just said, hey, can we, maybe they showed him like 5 minutes of footage and he was like, wow, that's really cool. And then they just took the quote and put it on the box.
Yeah. So in terms of worldwide, they gave it a worldwide total of $440 million on a budget of $155 million. So it's a kind of successful movie. I mean, it's they made profitable. Their money back. Plus Blu-ray DVD sales. But let's get to those Rotten Tomatoes to see what the audience thought of this movie.
Rotten Tomatoes score for Terminator Genesis is a whopping 27%. So not particularly well reviewed. Now, neither was Salvation. And we like that one.
I like that one a lot.
So you never know. Now we haven't done our review yet of this, but you know, we disagreed there. The first three all were certified fresh. I think the first one had like 100%. Terminator 2 had the 90-something. Terminator 3 was in the 60s. So they did go down, but 27 is very low.
yeah. No, I mean, it's actually really low. I mean, you're right. But look, 440 million plus DVD sales. Highly successful. Yep. But again, it's not up to those numbers. It's up to our numbers in this channel.
That's right. Again,
our numbers is never final. And if you guys want to join in on the fun, we're going to give you our Levels of Geeks criteria, how we based all our action movie reviews off of. So, starting with lead character, main villain, action scenes, storyline, meaning plot, and then overall, the entire film, and then total points, and then the newest addition to the criteria list is the Christmas stuff, but that's going to the Christmas movies on the other. Yeah. So I don't want people to get confused. We're not doing it on the Terminator or franchises. This is only for the Christmas part. So with that, those are the five criterias. The six is the total points.
Overall.
Yeah.
So total.
With that said, like always, Nate starts off with the lead character, Sarah Connor.
Yes. Yes. So I didn't even score Sarah Connor as a lead character in this movie, to be honest.
Okay.
I scored Kyle Reese as the lead character in this movie. He does the voiceover at the beginning of the movie.
Okay.
We follow him all throughout the entire movie. He has these flashbacks when he's a little kid. He has all this stuff. So, interestingly, I found like this was the first Terminator movie where Sarah Connor wasn't the lead character. She was almost a co-sidekick or whatever to the Kyle Reese story that we got for some reason.
Okay.
And as such, a one. so
yikes.
Jai Courtney, my favorite actor, plays Kyle Reese in this movie. And you know, one thing that makes Kyle Reese a cool character in the other movies, I think you would agree, is he's kind of an everyman.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of small. He's Michael Biehn, not a big guy. Anton Yelchin definitely wasn't a big guy, you know, and he was playing younger, but he's kind of a scrawnier, scrappy, you know, type guy. This dude is jacked. He, right away, one of the first scenes, he shows up, he got no shirt on. The dude is ripped, muscly. They made him into an action figure, you know? And that's not the Kyle Reese that I have experienced in the Terminator franchise. He's not an action figure. Not only that, Jai Courtney's a terrible actor. And once again, he's terrible in this. You know what it is about him? He's just devoid of personality. He's like a black hole of personality.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any charisma. He doesn't have any, like, he looks
presence.
The part.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have any presence. He looks the part. He got the muscles. But he just doesn't, I don't know. I'm not a fan of him in this movie. And I have no idea why they thought it was a great route to make a Kyle Reese the main character instead of John or Sarah Connor, in my opinion. Like, why is this guy doing voiceovers? Why are we following him? Like, he's not... So
you know, it's funny because I graded this movie for Sarah Connor.
Okay.
I thought because, he had to go back to meet the mom, and then that's where the story takes off.
Sure.
So I'm going to base it off of Sarah. I mean, I kind of agree with you. I should have did it. I should have texted you first saying, is it, because I always do that. I always text Nate going, which is the main lead? So we on the same page. And this time I screwed the pooch on this one. But I'm going to do it. This is going to be a different
one.
Right. Emily Clark as Sarah Connor did not work for me.
either way.
But the only difference with Emily Clark is she held her own. Like, she made Sarah Connor her own. Like, you believe she was Sarah Connor. Now, I'm not saying she was Linda Hamilton Sarah Connor. I'm not saying that she was like that. But she made the role her own. Meaning, like, she was believable. Like, I was like, okay. Yeah. I felt like she was the younger mother. Now, we're going to get into storyline. But I did not enjoy that part. But in terms of Emily Clark, I'm not going to go all crazy. I thought she looked cute. She did look like Linda Hamilton. I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. She's younger. But a lot of things just fell flat. A lot of lines she delivered was not good. I'm not an acting coach. I'm just saying it just did not, you know, take my hand if you want to live. And I'm like, oh, no.
Mm-mm.
It did not work for me. With that said, Nate always says I'm a nice guy when I start rating people.
Generous.
I'm very generous. I gave Emily Clark a 3 out of 5. I thought she was a good leading for the movie.
We're going to call this movie Terminator Generous.
Yes. Oh, my God. So I gave her a 3. She wasn't bad like Kyle Reese. That's why I could not give her a 1 at all.
Real quick. Let's do this. Since we scored opposite guys, you give your quick take on Kyle Reese on mine, and I'll do a quick on yours, who you said as far as Sarah Connor.
I agree with you 100% on Kyle Reese. I would have gave him a 1. The only thing is, I do understand what you mean about the body type and the size.
Yeah.
But the thing that we have to realize also is that they were trying to reboot this.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, for me, I was just like, okay. But it did not work, like you said, because I just came off of a Terminator Salvation where he's a kid. And he's not even ripped in that one. Not even John Connor's even ripped. And he's, like, the leader of the resistance. He's, like, a normal, average-looking dude, you know?
Right.
So, with that said, I hate that guy. Oh, my God. I do not like his acting. He was worse than Jack Reacher. Suicide Squad. I thought he fit the role, but he was not.
That's probably his least offensive role.
Yeah,
is Suicide Squad, honestly, because he gets to do his normal Australian accent, and he's a little funny. But in anything that he's not like funny, he's bad.
Yeah, he's not good for me. So I agree with you. I gave him a 1. I mean, I would give him a 1 on if we were doing it that way. So what do you think of Sarah?
Yeah, and if we're scoring Sarah Connor, you know, I agree with most of your points as well. I think Emilia Clarke is... I love her on Game of Thrones. I'm a big fan of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And it's weird to me that in Game of Thrones, she comes across so tough and strong, but as Sarah Connor, she's not as tough or strong as Linda Hamilton, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's all I could think of. But she holds her own. I think she tries to make it her own. It is a different version of the character because it's someone who grew up with the Terminator rather than, being exposed to him, you know, later. And, you know, we'll get into story. But, so she's playing a different version of her. And I think she does a good job. I wouldn't even really debate with your score. I thought she's not one of the bad elements of this movie. I don't think Emilia Clarke is. She's not amazing.
Right.
She's not someone that's like, oh, like this guy who's Kyle Reese is terrible. So I agree.
All right, so we're gonna get into main villain here.
Yes.
Oh boy, main villain is John Connor.
Oh,
I mean, I'm just gonna say John Connor because I don't even care if it's not John Connor and people say
no, it's John Connor.
It's John Connor reincarnated as a Terminator. Okay, let's just put it that way. I'm just gonna say it's a stupid decision. Whoever decided that. Now. Let's get, all right, I'm going to do the pros and then the cons, okay? Let's do the pros, okay? I'm going to do the pros. The pros are, I like the technology. I like the whole and nanobots or whatever the hell it is, okay?
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. That was the only positive from it. Now,
let's get to all the positives.
Yeah, let's get to all that. Now, let's get to the negativities up in this piece.
Okay.
He is a god-awful John Connor coming off of Christian Bale, and I kind of now understand why Christian Bale did not even want to touch this thing with a 10-foot pole. Like, he was a horrible John Connor. First of all, where did he get all those scars in his face? Okay, like, I want to know when the hell did he get those scars from? Second, he has curly hair where their mom and dad has straight dead hair. So I was like, this guy, it makes no sense. Like, DNA-wise, you're going to pick actors that kind of at least look all like each other. Whereas, come on, Salvation, you had the guy from Star Trek kind of look like Christian Bale. Like, you could tell he was his dad, like a younger self. So I could go with that. They had the same color eyes. This dude did look like them because they all had the same color eyes. But what the hell? Like, what happened with their DNA? Like, I was like, they don't even look nothing across, like, at all. Like, his acting was, ugh. Like, it was just god-awful. It was just so stupid. Like, even when they went to, like, the future of 2017, right?
Yeah.
And they go into the hospital. And John Connor come out. He goes, oh, my God, you made it. And he goes, hey, Mom, right? And I'm like, Oh, God. And then she goes, how do I know you're not a ship shifter or whatever the hell it is, right? You can ship shift into. And he tells the story. And I'm like, dude, I would have shot you. Like, just right. I would have shot you in the thigh. They'd be like, you know what? Or in the shoulder or something. Dude, he was god awful. I gave him a 2, 1 for technology, and then 2 because he's John Connor. Because other than that, like, he could have been a whopping 1. So I gave him because he's the iconic character. And honestly, on a serious, like, I gave him a 2 because I kind of thought it was clever to use John Connor as the bad guy, but it was a very poor executed storyline. And then I kind of like the nanobots thing. I was like, okay, that's cool. But like I said, it was a cool attempt in the story where it fell very nosedived because they did not know where they were going with this. Now you go.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so this was a horrible idea. this was an absolutely horrible idea.
Yeah.
You know, I think they tried to get cute. They tried to get cute. Like, oh, you know, what would be something really different that people don't expect? Oh, what if we make John Connor a Terminator? And this passed through many people and they all agreed that it was a good idea and it was the worst idea. And then Jason Clarke. So Jason Clarke's an actor who I don't dislike. I like him in some things. I do. I don't like him in everything. I think he's hit or miss, to be honest. This is a biggest miss. This is the biggest miss he's ever done. This is the worst. Yeah, this is his worst performance. Like, his performance is bad.
Yeah.
The decision was bad. And one of the worst things about it, and this is like a personal pet peeve, but his mouth, when he talks, I couldn't stop looking at his mouth. It's like really small. He does like this weird little small mouth thing. It bothered me so bad. I didn't like it. He doesn't look like John Connor. He don't act like John Connor. Nothing like John Connor. Absolutely stupid. I agree with you that the Terminator part of him, the actual like robot, looks awesome. It does. I like the design. I like the design of the face. It almost looks like it has a nose. It looks more like a skull rather than like a Terminator skull, you know? I did like that. I like the nanobites thing. You know, I like how it looked when they had that magnetic thing pulling him and he's walking across and it left like almost like little shells of himself.
Yeah, like a shadow. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. So just for that, I'll give him a 1.
That's not even changing.
That's the only thing that keeps him from getting my first ever 0.
Oh, my God.
He's the worst. This was such a terrible decision and such a terrible performance from not a terrible actor, but I hated it. So I'm
going to
give it a 1.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Action scenes. We're going to get into action scenes, which I thought this had really good action scenes or sequences.
Yeah. I won't go. Yeah. It's my turn, right? Because I just went. Yeah. I went second. So I go first.
Yeah.
This was the least worst thing in this movie is the action scenes.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I do like some of them. I like. So this is one of those movies that. And we'll. I mean, I guess it. No, we'll get to it later. But there's things there's ideas here that I like. And so the execution of the action is cool. Like, they have a T-1000 in this. Underused, to be honest, but still they have one. And it looks cool. He looks cool. I like that actor. Byung-young something. I forget his name. He was in the G.I. Joe movies. He was Storm Shadow. He was also in this Korean movie called I Saw the Devil. He's a really cool actor. He doesn't get to talk at all, barely, in this movie, but that's okay. He's a robot. He looks the part. He's like a martial artist, so he could do the action, no problem.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. A little bit different take on that. I do like the bus scene out in San Francisco when they're in the bus and with John Connor and they're all there. Sarah Connor, Terminator. That was cool. I like most of the action good enough. So it's the probably least worst thing for me in this movie. And even at that, there's nothing to me that was like, especially coming off Salvation, which I loved the action in Salvation.
Yeah.
This was like cool. I did like the opening when they were in the future and they had those robots that like roll and they come in and they start shooting they're not like Transformers, but you know what I mean? Like they would drop and then they'd roll and they'd almost
they're
like
the Jedi thing. The Jedi. Yeah.
The Jedi guys. Yeah. Except a little bigger. Yeah. So I like that. It was cool. Even with all that though, nothing particularly like made catch my eye to be like, wow, that's an incredible action scene or anything. But I'm going to give it a 3. It was the least worst thing. But the problem is, and this goes to story, but it still affects me, that there's so much other things going wrong that I had a hard time enjoying the action because it was like, I wasn't invested. I wasn't invested. So a good movie makes you invested in the characters and then the action's better. And they didn't do it. So three for me.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed the action in this movie. I thought it was very well placed in the movie. Now I'm not saying pacing because I felt like certain scenes were rushed to get from one point to, because this had, we'll talk about it in the next section in the storyline. Yeah. But in terms of the action, I did enjoy a lot the T-800 versus the T-800. The old versus the new. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I thought when Sarah Connor melt the T-1000 under the acid rain when she was shooting.
That was awesome.
I thought that was pretty cool scene. The car chase, I thought it was pretty cool between the T-1000 and what is it called? The armored truck?
When they were in the armored truck?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I kind of enjoyed more of the future, though. I thought the way the future designed was way... Now, I'm not saying it's way better, because the way they did Salvation was more gritty, more dark.
Yeah.
And I like that, like, most really post-apocalyptic version of Terminator. I like that. But this one was more futuristic, like, with the laser guns and, like, G.I. Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The purple lasers.
Yeah. So they were like, choo-choo, choo-choo. I was like, oh, my God, this is like G.I. Joe.
It was cool, though. I liked it.
No, I enjoyed all that. And again... It falls flat for me because of John Connor. Like, he gives that speech, and I'm like, he's horrible. Like, Christian Bale would have gave a way better speech. But with that said, I give the action a 4. I thought the action for me, it kept me on the edge of the seat. Like, regardless, I've seen this movie, and we all know what it is. But the action actually kept me going. Even, like, Terminator 3, that had one of the best scenes, too. But this one had some good action sequences, especially when T-800 was fighting... John Connor through the hospital. Like, I thought that was pretty cool. Like, he's slamming him everywhere. So I liked it. So I gave it a 4. That's the highest we're going to get in my but
definitely. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere near. Well, 3 is near 4. But 3 is my highest too. So,
all right. So, storyline. That's this guy.
This is you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of the most stupid storylines I think I watch. So, this movie goes back in time twice. So, the way we go is John Connor starts off in the future. John Connor goes back to 1984, right?
Yep.
Then from 1984...
No, Kyle Reese.
Goes back to 1984, then goes back to the future to 2017... So they could stop Skynet from happening. Well, Genesis, before it becomes Skynet. Which, stupid storyline. It's a stupid... When you start to jump timelines, it becomes stupid. When you alter timelines, becomes stupid. Because I did not like the fact that he's like, my mom ain't gonna know nothing in the future. Like, she is a wimp or something. And then I'm like, oh, cool. Yeah. Then Emily Clark all of a sudden is driving a freaking armored truck and starts shooting a 50 caliber in the first scene. She's lining up and she goes, bang, she shoots the damn thing. And I'm like, what? I'm like, come on. I never like, unless the movie is warranted, like Star Trek, where they change the outline because Spock goes through the wormhole. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense because you're doing a reboot of the entire universe of Star Trek.
It's making a whole new timeline for new fans to follow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This did not do that. This went, we're going to go back, forward, back. For what? What you just did, you created more of a plot hole, because if you're going to connect this movie, because I'm not even going to say what it is yet, this movie to the other 4 movies, now you just made John Connor a villain, where Kyle Reese sees John Connor as a villain, so wouldn't he tell Sarah Connor that their kid is a villain? Like, this is that. Like, there's so many plot holes now because it's a stupid reboot. So I'm like, I did not like the storyline, man. I gave this storyline a 2. Honestly, I might, you know what? I'm going to change it right now. I'm going to change it right now because I'm thinking about it now.
Sometimes you got to talk it out. You know?
Yeah,
sometimes
I got to talk it out like a therapist. I gave this a 1 for storyline. Yeah, I'm sorry. Storyline is not good.
Hey, listen, don't ever apologize for, especially when you say something that's true.
This movie is gotta be, for a franchise that I enjoy. I do. I enjoy it. Now, someone comes up to me and says, what are your favorite franchises? Do I say Terminator right away? No. But do I enjoy the Terminator franchise? Yes. This is the worst storyline, hands down, bar none, in the whole franchise.
Yeah.
It's so convoluted. It gets to the point where they know it doesn't make any sense, so they just start saying all this gobbledygook to try to make it like it makes sense. So no. Kyle Reese gets sent back in time, okay? First of all, this is like the first time, the beginning of the movie is the first time they discover that the time travel thing that can send you back in time, right? So they send him back, but apparently it's been used already because there's like another Terminator that was sent back to 1970 something when Sarah Connor was a little kid.
Oh yes, and
like helped Ray. Like, what is that? Who? This is stupid. Then you got when Kyle Reese is getting sent through, you get that guy who like comes up behind John Connor and like infects him with robot. And then while Kyle Reese is time traveling, all of a sudden he starts having these visions of stuff that's never happened. Why? That doesn't make any sense. Why is he having these visions? Then you got Arnold trying to explain it as a nexus point in the time space continuum. And it's like, oh my gosh! As soon as you have to start doing that, you have lost the audience, and I don't care. It's like this doesn't make any sense. Let's be real. As time travel is science fiction, right? It doesn't exist. So you could be a little loose with the rules, you know what I mean? But it's usually pretty standard. You go from one time to another time. What you do there could affect the future.
Right.
In some cases, they say it don't, but in most cases, it will affect the future. And that's it. And that might create a new story, a new timeline, or it will stay in the same timeline. That's pretty much the consensus, right? This thing is trying to say all these times, and then like you're going to get these memories of stuff that didn't happen, and then it's like you're going to see the future, and then you're going to time travel, and then time travel again, and then we're going to go to the past, and we're going to go to the 70s, the 80s, the 2000s, the 2050s, the one. It's a one. This is literally someone just took a piece of paper, scribbled a bunch of lines, and wrote down some words, and then said, here's a script. Terminator Genesis. Let's get Arnold back. It is an absolute disaster of a storyline. It doesn't make sense. It's completely convoluted. I never knew what was going on when they were trying to explain it, like why he was having, I couldn't understand it.
Yeah,
and
I didn't
I'm
either.
Not dumb. And I'm not dumb. And I couldn't understand. I was like, I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. So it's a one.
I agree with you. I did not know either. Well, like even rewatching it today, I was like, what? Like I had to put the subtitle and I was still lost. I was like, oh my God,
no,
that's even worse.
You can't understand. No. A time point nexus. And then the branching timelines, and then just like stop it. You're just making up words, and now you're just saying stuff.
Overrated. Overall.
Overrated. It ain't overrated.
Overall.
So here's the thing. I think, and I thought when I first saw this movie in the theater, I remember not hating it, but I remember maybe I was just so hyped to get a new Terminator movie because I liked Salvation. So I was looking forward to this movie because I'm a fan of the franchise. To that point, I don't love 3, but I don't hate it, and I liked all the other movies. Liked to love. So I was looking forward to it, and I remember leaving and thinking, okay, it wasn't that bad, you know, and that was the apologist in me thinking, oh, I like Terminator. Arnold's back. It was great to see him back, blah, blah, blah. I think there are some good ideas here. I think if they would have really pared it down, I like that they revisit the 80s. You know what I mean? Like revisit the first Terminator. This could have been a cool way to kind of close show that it's a loop, essentially. You know what I mean? Like, all right, now Kyle Reese's going to go back to the 80s. You kind of redo Terminator a little bit. I like that it was a T-1000 there instead of the T-800. You know what I mean? Like, that would have been a cool storyline. And there's okay ideas. Other than that, with some decent action, Emilia Clarke is fine, but the rest of the casting is not good. I don't like J.K. Simmons is totally wasted. He's a great actor. He's wasted as like this dumb cop guy who's just useless. Also, and this is my biggest gripe is the storyline, but my second biggest gripe is that they have turned Skynet, which was a genius computer, supercomputer defense system, into a freaking operating system for tablets and laptops. Okay. Yeah. And not only that, this was supposed to be set in 2017, which was 3 years ago.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure I was alive in 2017. And I know there's no operating system on Earth as a human that launches that gets any sort of reception like this, where they're holding press conferences outside,
yeah,
hundreds of people in a big screen, like Genesis will be online. No one cares when they're like, OS 14.3 is coming out. They don't have all this like fanfare. Siri exists. This thing is like, it talks to you. Whoop-de-doo. Siri been talking to people for 10 years. Like, this movie was made when operating systems already existed and did a lot of this. You remember that part where he's like, what's Genesis? And the kid's like, it will connect my phone to my tablet, to my laptop, to my social media. That already exists. That is not new. And they're acting like it's the coolest, newest technology. If this movie was made in 2004, then it would be cool, because that would have been before all this stuff already existed. This stuff is real. Like, why are these characters getting excited about an OS? Give me a break. I'm going to give it a 2 overall. And that's because the action was decent. I, like I said, there's one or two ideas that I think are good. The execution is where it falls flat, but I'll give it a 2 overall.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. Overall, I thought the story stunk. I was watching this and I'm like, this is really bad. I mean, it makes 3 look like a masterpiece.
It actually does.
And 3 is not even, it has the worst John Connor. And it's like, man.
The worst John Connor until this one. Yeah. This one's worse.
Yeah, this one's 10 times worse. But yeah, like, I did not like this at all. I thought there was a lot of cool set. Like I said, the action was good. Other than that, Emilia Clarke, yeah, you're right. She's the saving grace, if you want to say. But in terms of the whole thing, you got a lot of stupidity. You got the whole Kyle Reese finding out that he's the father of John Connor in a garage, which I thought that was really dumb. I'm like, boy. Yeah, that was so horrible. And then he took it nonchalant. I would have been freaking out, man. I'm like, what? Like, we've been battling all the time, and I'm here with my own son. And he's like, oh, that's cool. Like, first of all, I didn't have sex with her yet. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, geez, tell me afterwards. Then I was like, oh, my God.
Right.
But still, that was dumb. The time travel was god-awful. I did not like the whole T-1000, which I kind of understand why they did it, but I did not like the fact that it was very nostalgia. Like, they threw everything in one. You know what I mean? It was like T-800, T-1000. Like, I was just like, why? Like, you didn't need it. Like, you didn't even go to the 90s. So, like, why do you have the liquid guy there? They were not in the 90s. They were in the 80s. Like, how did he show up in it? And I understand people are going to say it's a different universe and a different timeline. But still.
But not only that, if they have a robot technology like John Connor, right, that's like a super mega ultimate, why don't they just send that one back? Why are they even still using the T-1000? Why are they even still using the T-800s? Well, at this point...
Yeah, it was stupid.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and I hate that whole software crap. And I understand they try to do it with the modern times. But with that said, I gave it a 2 also. Because I agree with you. I think she was good as Sarah Connor. And then the action was good. Okay. And other than that, everything else was crap. All right, so in total, we have...
I have an 8.
You have an 8? Well, for
8
me
out of 25.
Oh, okay. So for me, I have a 12 out of a 25. And that's because of action. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, other than that, everything else is so low on this. I have a 12. You have an 8. Guys, let us know in the comments below, what did you guys think of Terminator Salvation from 2000? Salvation. What did you guys thought of Genesis from 2015 with Emilia Clarke? As Sarah Connor, Arnold Schwarzenegger back. But again, guys.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Arnold. I thought he was okay in this. You know what I mean? Like, I liked seeing him back in the role. What I didn't like was that they had to make all these old jokes, pretty much. You know what I mean? Like, it was an excuse. Like, oh, his hand doesn't work good because he's old. And this is old. And they're, old but not obsolete. We get it. He's old. He's just like, you don't have to keep harping on the fact that Arnold Schwarzenegger as a person is now older than he was when he made the original ones.
Yeah.
So I didn't like that, but I love Arnold Schwarzenegger. I just like seeing him in movies. So I thought he was welcome back. And tell me, how did the CGI Arnold in Salvation look better than the CGI Arnold in the beginning of this movie? And Salvation was made like 5 years before this one.
Yeah.
Maybe because he didn't have to talk. you know, this one talked. So anytime they talk, it looks a little weird.
Well, it looked, it looked weird because it felt like they took the scene from the your first movie.
Right.
You know what
they
I did. Mean?
They recreated it. Yeah. You know, obviously no Bill Paxton or anything. They recreated it. And when he doesn't talk, he looks exactly like Arnold from 1984. Yeah. But as soon as he starts talking, he looks more fake. And the one in Salvation, he didn't talk, so he looked pretty good the whole time. You know what I mean? But I liked Arnold in it too, so he'll contribute to my massive two for overall. But eight. It was just I was surprised how much I hated it watching it this time.
Yeah, I mean, there you go, guys. That's our Terminator Genesis ranking. Obviously, score. I gave it a 12. He gave it an 8. Again, like I said, leave a comment down below what you guys thought of this film. We would like to know if you guys are hardcore Terminator fans, if this is one of them, like, on your top three or your top five, I guess. I mean, I don't know. But, again, let us know.
I would like to know. Below.
Yeah, I would love to know that. Because
if this
isn't
someone's
crap.
Top three, I really want to know.
And I want to know why. Just put why.
Why, what happened that is... Tell us why we're wrong. And why it should be in the top three.
Yeah. So other than that, Nate, please plug your stuff.
Yeah. Nateflix Reviews on Instagram, Nateflix Movie Reviews here on YouTube. And that's my podcast, Nateflix Movie Reviews, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify. Check us out.
There you have it. If you want to follow anything Levels of Geeks, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, all the same, Levels of Geeks. I post up a lot of stuff. Throughout, more on Instagram than Twitter, but I have to get used to all this social media stuff. But Twitter, I'm doing a lot of gaming, so that's going to be for Twitter. So if you guys are gamers, follow me on Levels of Geeks. Other than that, guys, this was an awesome episode. We're closing in on the final Terminator next week on Dark Fate, and then we're going to start It Man, the franchise, which I'm so looking forward to because I have not seen 3 and 4. I've seen only 1 and 2. Ooh. So
me neither. I've never seen 4.
Yeah, so we're going to have fun with that. Again, guys, thank you so much if you guys are listening over on Apple Podcasts or if you guys are watching us on YouTube. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. And again, like, share, and subscribe if you enjoy this episode. And of course, we got a lot more coming in terms of content. Again, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is...
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.